All right, we are live. Or must that be live chat? Number 17?
17.
17. No guest today, just us hanging out, bullshitting. We should have a guest next week if they don't reschedule. Actually, we've got guests scheduled for like the next 4 or 5 weeks. So
we do.
We're good. What have you been up to? I should say, per horror, because I think the last time we did this.
Right. No, let's go off on a tangent on this picture frame that my mom and I were working on today because I was called to do a honeydew. Let's talk about that for 30 minutes. not a whole lot. There are some movies out in theaters that I really should see right now, but I haven't been to the theaters since...
That costs money.
I think. Right, and you got to get out of the house, and there's this giant thing in the sky that's really bright. It's fucking annoying.
Yes,
and then there's people out there.
That's the worst part. Yes.
Yeah. No. Let's see.
More news. More news. This week. News.
I did watch a few things at home this week. Yeah, I checked out. I saw that the Faces of Death reboot is on streaming now, so gave that a gander.
Yeah,
it's a movie.
Okay.
I like that they incorporated some clips from the original.
Did they? That's cool.
Yeah. It's like a copycat killer kind of thing. People are. It's kind of like similar to Return of the Living Dead in that it references the original as something in the universe of this film.
So like did they actually, hang on, question. Did they actually use the same footage or did they recreate the footage?
The same footage.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah. But and they also recreated it, like the monkey hammerhead scene. There were a couple of iterations of that. There was the original version, and then there was a simulated version with mannequins.
I wonder if it was
a
rights issue or just a quality issue. Like maybe they wanted to improve the quality of a clip.
Yeah, they think a little of both. I mean, it was part of the plot too, because the plot is it's about a killer who, the Faces of Death tapes do exist in this universe, and it's about a killer who is copycatting those deaths. Mm. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's got to be referential.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It was. Yeah. I had low expectations going in, so it was okay. I did not fall asleep.
That helps. Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you think about the content moderation part of it?
It was interesting. That was. I guess that's still a job. Like I don't know. It was sure. Hard to. I guess it is. It's just more digital now and online. Yeah. It reminded me of the sensor and the video nasty sensors and things like that.
Well, what I was thinking about, and I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment myself, but I was really interested in, and I think I brought this up on a previous call, that so there was a lawsuit a couple years ago. There was some company in some other country, I don't remember what country, but there were people who were being hired to do content moderation, I think for Facebook, and they were being essentially traumatized by, being forced to watch really nasty shit for 8 hours a day and not getting anything but basically minimum wage and no, no severance, no mental health care, like nothing. But like, and so I thought from what I saw from the trailer, it looked like they were going to incorporate some of that conversation into this movie. Did they
not? In a way, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was, the job was very sketchy, that's for sure. Yeah. And at one point, there was an exchange between the protagonist, I guess, and her supervisor, and she's like, is this not okay? Like, should we not be doing this? And they told her to go ahead and
excuse me.
Do the wrong thing anyway. I'm not laughing at you coughing. I'm laughing at the fact that it sounds like I'm trying to not divulge details on this, to not spoil anything, but I'm not divulging details because...
Oh, no. I thought you were just laughing because I went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah. Also, there was a... And they alluded to that from what I remember. It was definitely something where the job itself was sketchy. And they were having them watch things that they shouldn't be watching. But
Well, that was the thing about the lawsuit is, you know, like, as a content moderator, it is your job to watch that stuff. You know,
it
shouldn't be on the platform, and you do need to watch out for it and take that off the platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's your job.
The traumatizing part of it was that, you know, if you're doing this for 8 hours a day and ending up mm-hmm. looking at, you know, God knows what, that mm-hmm. shit will affect you, especially if you don't have the, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, some people already have the tools, you know, we talk in recovery about the tools of recovery and tools of counseling and therapy and stuff like that. If you've already been through some of that stuff, you know how to process some of that. But if you've never been experienced to any of those kinds of tools and you don't know how to process that kind of stuff, it can fuck you up. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, but I mean, I would imagine if you're going into that as a profession, then...
Well, that was the thing. Is, like, for the lawsuit thing that I was watching, like, they didn't tell the people what they were really signing up for.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, here's this minimum wage job, take it or leave it. And by the way, once you start, you can't tell anybody who you're working for.
Mm.
Yeah, it was really sketchy. But, and also affected people psychologically, because they had mm-hmm. to watch some, you know, dark shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like they didn't maybe necessarily include that to the degree that I thought they were in the movie.
No. Maybe. I have to rewatch it.
Mm. Missed opportunity.
Maybe. Yeah.
I like your mug.
Kind of like my mug, or you said you like
I said I like your mug. Yeah, separate conversation.
I do too.
For those who might hear this on audio, it is just two hands on what appeared to be a shower curtain. Two bloody hands.
It is actually a shower curtain. Fun story. I got that shower curtain for my house when I moved in, and then I got that mug as a Christmas present. Ah. Totally unrelated. The person who got me the mug did not know about the shower curtain.
Yeah. Nice. You're right. I forgot that you had that shower curtain.
Yep. That's why subconsciously you thought it was a shower curtain. Oh. Ooh. It's subliminal messaging. Ooh, okay. There's something about horror we can talk about. Speaking of subliminal, when the fuck is Backrooms coming out? It's actually liminal.
I was going to say, I'm like, how did that...
I thought. Don't ask about how my brain work.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's not a privacy question. That's a protect yourself statement.
Yeah.
Don't ask how the brain works.
Exactly. You don't.
Speaking of content moderation. Yeah. Anyway.
What? Anyway. Tis not out yet. No, Backrooms does not come out until the 29th, it looks like.
The 29th.
I'm looking forward to that. It's good. Yeah, it's funny. I'm looking. Oh. Mm. I can't. I was just like looking up. I was just Googling it, and one of the images that came up is the tape monster. I don't know if this is from the movie or if it's from an article with an image of the original video. That's the thing. Like, it's funny because one of the things that I was impressed about with the trailer was they integrated the camcorder that he brought into the Backrooms, and that's how they're able to do the lo-fi horror aspect of the original videos. And like, that was one of the things that impressed me. But when you think about it, it's not too difficult. It's like you make shittier quality video for this one part of the movie. I suppose if they have to put in an effect to do it, there's a nuance.
Well, so like, yeah, you could take an older camera, but if you don't have it mounted in like a Steadicam or something like that, it's
right.
You're going to have more than just the graininess. You're going to have the fact that it's handheld and all that kind of stuff. So it's the question of do you try to take, and also can you get an older camera? Will it,
there it is.
Work through the whole film? Mm-hmm. What happens if it breaks? Do you have backups? Mm-hmm. Like, there's all those kinds of questions. And it's like, okay, do we do that, or do we just try to find a plugin that reproduces the video quality after we've shot it?
Yeah, but there's the catch 22 because, like, yeah, you're right. The first option, where are you going to find one of those things anymore? But eBay. But will it last throughout an entire? Will it work? A and B, will it last throughout the entirety of a full length feature film?
Yeah.
If it drops. But what happens if you drop it? Do you go get another one? Can you?
Yeah.
You know, the drop of a hat. Yeah, you have that versus going synthetic and recreating the effect. But that requires so much tweaking. Digital. Non-organic.
Anyway,
yes. Yeah. You gotta tweak that a lot to make it look legitimate. So,
yeah.
You know, it would be that much easier if you just went with the original.
Well, I mean, so there are ways that you could do something like that. Like, you could take one of these handheld cameras and just, for example, point it at a green screen for an hour and then digitally remove the green from it to make it so that all you get is the artifacts. And then use that as a layer on top of what it is you shot.
That's an interesting method to do that. Yeah, because then you're just pointing at the green screen. So anything that's recorded.
Actually, I should step back for that. So I don't know if you've seen this. I think I shared this in the Discord. There is, maybe a couple of months ago, a month or two ago, there's some group of people who has created new green screen software using a bunch of LLMs to figure out how to do better green screen. I can't think of the right word here. But so there are certain cases where green screen doesn't work well, particularly where, you know, if you've got a sharp image, then green screen can work well because the software can see that sharp image and go, okay, here's where I need to cut. But if you've got something that's like, you know, hair blowing in the wind or something that's curved and the green has a gradient to it because of the curvature or the reflection, like there's a bunch of different edge cases that green screen filtering doesn't really work very well. But that said, and what I was about to say is, and I think these artifacts that you might get, that probably could be a case where it would not work well. But there's this new software, so maybe, it's probably, how can I say this? That software was released too soon for this movie to have been shot using that. But there's also another process that I think is copyrighted or trademarked or whatever by Disney that uses sodium lamps. Lamps?
That How has do you copyright using a certain type of lamp? I mean, it's...
Because it's the technology using a very specific frequency.
And
the technology involved with reproducing that and then removing it. So... Anyway, we're getting into technical shit that I don't know that anybody cares about. If you are into that, join our Discord server and we could talk more about that.
Yeah, we should make a technical channel.
Yes. Actually, there is one, I think. So we've got like 40 channels for different subgenres. And then under that, there's another subheading called Meta. And there are like maybe 5 or 6 channels under the Meta branch where we talk about there's channels to talk about psychology, characters. That's where the horror news channel is. I think there might be one for tech. Well, actually, it's special effects is what I called that.
Special effects. Yeah, that'd be like a technical thing. I mean, it's one of the more technical aspects of horror.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I got Discord up. I bet you that's where I posted that link to the. Yeah, Discord doesn't want to play nice now.
It doesn't like you.
Yeah. No, it's because of streaming and doing this background. So what else have you watched?
Not a lot. not a lot movie-wise.
Well,
I have watched.
It took you what's the word? Not parse.
Buffer?
Buffer, yes. While you were buffering, Discord was buffering, and yes, I did post it in that chat.
Okay, good.
Sorry, you were saying.
I've been watching the latest season of From. That's pretty good. It's pretty interesting. Some twists and turns. That man in the yellow suit. That very bad man in the yellow suit.
And speaking of things we've been watching. Fridays.
Oh no! On Fridays we're watching Ash vs. Evil Dead. That's right. Season two. That's been interesting so far. That's a fun, goofy show. It's Sam Raimi, so there's blood and guts and gore everywhere. You got Lucy Lawless in it, and humor. Lots and lots of humor. Yeah. The writing in season two so far is a little, God, it's almost like Scooby-Doo level corny. Like we have to go do this thing, and then we have like, it's, I don't know if I'm being too much of a snob at this point in my appreciation of cinema, but yeah, it's a little corny.
Shut up and let people enjoy things.
Shh, let people enjoy things. Yeah, we're watching that. We're on season two now.
Let yourself enjoy things.
Never. Not in cards.
Yes.
Actually, no, I have been enjoying I've been enjoying rewatching Ash vs. Evil Dead. That's a fun show. We watch it on our Discord server every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Plug.
But also, From the new season. That's good. Also, the new season of The Terror is out. This one's called The Devil in Silver. It is current day. I wasn't sure about the time period because, you know, they jump around on them. The first one's 1800s with the icebreaker ship. The second season is 1940s with Japanese internment camps. And this one, judging from the smartphone that he had and the apps on it and stuff, and there was something else that he said that was current day. It seems like it's current day.
I was going to say, the fact that it has apps on it
mm-hmm.
means
yeah.
it can't be, you know, older than, what, 10 years?
Maybe. About that, yeah. About 20, actually. Fun fact.
Yeah, another
10. I wrote... Yeah, it was about 2008, 2010, so, yeah, maybe like 15 to 20 years. But yeah, when I wrote the piece's screenplay, I wrote that there was a scene where they're in their car driving into New York, and they're, you know, looking up sites and things to see, because, you know, it's classic fucking simplest slasher plot line when it comes down to it. It's a bunch of 20-somethings that are on a road trip and they want to go see cool shit, and they go into this spooky place because it looks really cool. There's things that murder them there. Anywho, I wrote that this kid was looking things up on his phone in the back seat, but I also wanted to include a certain scene from an episode of South Park.
Well, I don't know about the South Park thing, but if this was set in the 90s or early 2000s, he couldn't have been looking at it on his phone.
No. Well, 2008 or 2007 was the time that I went with, because also another restriction was North Brother Island was the setting. And after 2008, I believe, it was
demolished,
off limits to the public, and they also started developing the land to make it a bird sanctuary. So... it wouldn't really work because there's actually active people there all the time. It's not abandoned. Anyway, all that to say, I had to look that up, and it was around 2007 when we started to develop apps on phones and only BlackBerries. So I had to write that into the script that it was a BlackBerry.
I would back that up maybe a year or two, because when I paused and realized that it would have been about 20 years is because when the iPhone launched, the iPhone had apps.
Yeah, but iPhones were later.
No, 2004. Six, maybe?
Really?
You're right. It could have been maybe a year, 2007, because I'm thinking about where I was working the year that the iPhone was released, and I think I started working there in either 2005 or 2006, but I worked there for like 2.5 years, so it could have been 2007.
Project began in 2005, and it was launched in 2007. Okay. It's around the same time. Ooh, I could change that in the script to make it an iPhone. I was going to say, maybe that's why I put it in there as a BlackBerry, because I looked it up and iPhone was available. I was like, yeah, I don't.
Well, like, I mean, they were not cheap. They were expensive as hell when they first came out.
I fucking bet.
Yeah. I was debating on talking. I'll just say it. I was working for AT&T at the time. I was a contractor, but I had an employee discount. And the whole reason that I did not bother going into the Apple paradigm is because when they announced the iPhone was being released, there was a phone number that you could call for Apple AT&T employees who wanted to look inquire about different products and services that you could purchase through the company as an employee. And when I called them to find out more about the Apple iPhone, they told me that this is how fucked up it was. Not only would I have to agree to give up my AT&T discounts for that contract if I got an iPhone, I would also have to give up having any AT&T discounts for the rest of my life.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. That's when I
no.
went. Thank
Wait,
you.
What? Goodbye. For the rest of your life.
Yes.
You. I mean, while we're at it, you want to include my children too? Like right. me and the next generation? Right. Like no one's... Yes.
And I mean, I only ended up working there for 2.5 years. So it wasn't like I, you know... But I didn't know that at the time. I was ready, you know, I was willing to work there for the next, you know, rest of my career. Like, I'm not giving that up for the next 20, 30 years. Screw you. So, anyway, that was why I refused to get on the Apple bandwagon. I was like, that's really fucked up. Anywho.
Android's cool, right? Anywho. Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been watching Ash vs. Evil Dead. You've been watching From.
Yep. And Devil in Silver. It's a good show. Like it. Dan Stevens. He's in a nut house. It's reminded me a lot of Legion, because that starts off with him being incarcerated against his will in an asylum.
What was it? A second ago, you said something about Sam Raimi, but there was also another thing in the news about, I guess he's redoing Magic, the one that had Anthony Hopkins.
Yes, Sam Raimi is doing a reboot of Magic, Anthony Hopkins and the ventriloquist, and I'm optimistic.
Because it's Sam Raimi.
Because it's Sam Raimi. He can be goofy at times. Can we have good, serious Sam Raimi? Like, well...
I mean, it's got a ventriloquist dummy. There's got to be something
in there. It's got a dummy. Yeah. There's going to be some kitsch. There's going to be some corn. But it'll be good. Someone will very likely spill blood, a profuse amounts of it, or vomit a profuse amount of blood onto someone else's face. Yes. Who leaves their mouth open screaming and doesn't... it just triggers me every fucking time. That's this is why I comment so much about, like... Why don't I fucking close... Just close your mouth! Just stop screaming! It's that simple! Just close your mouth. Or turn your head! There's just... Ah! Oh no! Someone is vomiting blood on my face! Turn your head. That's even simpler. Just turn... You get it in your ear, but it won't be in your fucking mouth. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Got a little heated there. But yes, Sam Raimi is going to do a reboot of Magic. And speaking of reboot news, fucking Curry Barker, man, this dude is all over the place right now. He's doing a TCM reboot, which is going to be good, I think.
Yep.
I didn't like the fact that he referred to it as a reimagining. I do not like that word. But from what I've been reading about it, it looks like it's going to be good. I think I trust it. Milk and Cereal was good. So there's that. And he also, I don't think there's anything concrete on this, but he says that he would like to direct a Nightmare on Elm Street. And as long as if you get Robert Englund, it'll be good.
That's going to be a challenge, but yes.
Yeah. I think Hellraiser, for example. They hadn't had Pinhead in 3. Pinhead was not the problem of the last one. It did like the 2022 reboot. Is it Jamie Clayton, I think, did a fucking fantastic job as the Hell Priestess. I just wasn't a fan of the whole movie itself. I don't know. It's a little derivative. But I guess that's kind of what they were going for, because it was kind of a revamp or reimagining, if you will, of
in the series. Of course, it's derivative.
Yeah, right. This actually 11th.
There you go.
Yeah. No, because there was 9 was Revelation. That was the first non-Doug Bradley.
I mean, everything past the first one was derivative. Well, maybe that's not fair, because Clive did have material written, you know, in the books and whatnot. But
yeah. Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. Anyway, the point I was getting to was it seems to just not be the same once you go with another actor as your titular character.
That is true, but well, I mean, we have to face reality that, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say the flip side of that is people don't live forever. Yeah. Like,
so at some point, it's just you're going to have to accept that it's going to if the series is going to continue, it has to move on.
Yeah. See, that's where Friday the 13th did a good idea. With Freddy, he's got the face, and you can always do a mask. You're going to tell if it's a mask, if it's not actually Robert Englund. Jason is a hockey mask.
Right.
That can be anyone.
Right. Yeah.
No, maybe if deepfakes get better, we won't have like a Ian Holm on Alien Romulus situation. Which was damn close. Yeah. It looked okay, but it was still like, fuck.
Well, and over time, as that technology gets better, they could always go back and touch that up just like George Lucas did. But, you know, then you've got the whole conversation about, you know, whether or not you're supporting AI. And of course, that's also a question of whether or not Robert Englund would be okay with them continuing to use his likeness like that. And even if he is, there are other people who may not be on board with it, even if Robert Englund is. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only time will tell.
Decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to be a challenge to find another actor who could pull off that character. Or
it is.
Or the other thing is to have him somehow pass it on to another actor. Not being Freddy Krueger, but like pass on his abilities to somebody else, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think there have been horror franchises that have tried that before. It doesn't really go very well.
I'm not saying it's gonna go well, but you know,
it'll make the donuts.
Whether you know, and maybe if they find somebody that it does work with, who knows? But
yeah,
can't please all the people all the time.
No, you cannot. And proof.
Yes. Some of the people you cannot please any other time.
I'm pleased with certain things. I like coffee.
Yes.
And beer. Like 3P.
And whiskey.
And beer. Yes.
And weed.
Yeah. This is what's best in life.
Yes. Speaking of.
Yeah, wasn't that something that? Was that on? Was it on our very last?
Yep. Yes,
our most recent one.
I was thinking. Yes. I was thinking about mentioning that. Yeah, we recently got to interview Ted Gagan, writer, director, producer. Let's see, We Are Still Here, Mohawk, Brooklyn 45, 100 Tears,
Sweatshop.
Was it Sweatshop?
100 Tears. Yeah, yeah, he wrote Sweatshop apparently.
ABC.
Did not know that. Too.
That was the other one.
Also, ABC's right there. That was a fun interview.
And yes, now I forgot what it was that we were just talking about that came up. Oh, Conan.
I think on his the last two questions, what's the film you've watched more than any other, and what's your favorite film? I think Conan was out there on his films that he's watched the most times, and I rolled that into a what is best in life joke.
Right, yes.
I was proud of that.
Star Wars, Conan, and what was the other one?
Conan and some other. Oh, Willow. Interview. It was Willow. Womp womp.
Yeah. You can still listen to the air. Well, the one that gets released.
So.
No, July.
That's soon. Comparatively. You know, it's sooner than.
I was making a soon June joke.
Oh, it's because they rhyme.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, yeah, but it was actually a very good call.
It was.
It was. That's fun. And mm-hmm. not just fun, but touching as well. There were some very human moments.
To mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like his answer to the question, who's the first person you helped?
Yeah, that was consequential. I'm
trying to think of the right word to describe it. Not responsible. He had a very respectable... respectable early life. You know, he's a good kid.
Yes.
Ted Kagan's a good kid.
And a good man.
Good man.
As his mother learned, mm-hmm. which is also part of the call.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dancing around topics that you can go listen to later.
Yeah, we can't do everything. Poignant. Thank you. Yes. That's...
Good timing. Yeah. I was going to look at the chat, too.
Nice word, too. Yes. Poignant. It's French and German at the same time.
What?
It sounds French and German at the same time. Look, this is how my brain processes things. Don't fucking... Don't shame.
Okay. I mean, I get the French, because I agree that it's a French word. I just have no idea where you get German from.
There's a G in it.
Oh, hey.
Now, the real question is, what color
and
is
it? And it's not pronounced. That's why it's French.
Exactly. Oh, my God. So, there's something that I've watched recently that's not horror. I found this series called The Audacity. It reminded me a lot at first of Succession, and come to find out it's because it's from the same people as Succession. Mm. It's basically about a Silicon Valley group of rich assholes, and they're all kind of at each other's throats, and what happens when one of them inherits a multi-million dollar company and he's just going through some shit. Damn it, why did I get off on that tangent? What was the thing that happened in it? Ah! Fuck, brain.
Something G, French?
Yeah. So the name of the company that this guy inherited, or that he was half running and now is now full running because his partner died, is Hydronomics, I think. It's GNO. And I was wondering about that before I heard the name of the company, because his personalized license plate was No Mo Problems, but it's GNO. Mo Problems. Like,
so I'm guessing
I went from what is that? Somewhere. I'm curious to. Oh God!
So I'm guessing this involves gnomes somewhere.
He calls his employees hydronomes. It's a good show. It's really
like,
good.
It's like that subreddit for hydro homies, except it's hydronomies.
Probably in this universe, I bet he has a subreddit of some sort. Sure, he does. Rich.
Anywho,
anyway, yeah, that's not good. What else in horror news? Yeah, Curry Barker is all over the fucking place. He's been doing, he's going to be doing the TCM reboot. He's interested in doing a Nightmare on Elm Street reboot, which sure I approve. But also, yeah, I didn't know. I've been hearing about Obsession all over the place. I totally forgot he did that as well, and that is apparently like the latest. Oh shit! Actually, good film.
Right.
Is the talk. It's all over the place.
Right? Yes. I saw Lee Murray posted on Facebook earlier today that it might be in her top 10 favorite films of all time.
No shit. Okay. I know very little about it so far. I know, to my knowledge, it's about a guy who, like, classic Monkey's Paw style, made a wish. And he made a wish that this girl will be madly in love with him. And then there's, like, scenes of her smiling maniacally, like, fucking... Sleepaway Camp,
oh.
With blood splattered on the side of her face. So, yeah, I think his wish comes true, but a little too aggressively.
Hmm. So, like Fatal Attraction.
Yes, very Fatal Attraction, very much on the fatal.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Speaking of the not remakes, but continuations of things, I saw Blair Witch is supposed to be getting something put together. And the nice thing
really?
About it, yes. And the nice thing about
really?
It is, yes. And the nice thing about it is that it apparently
reach.
You can reach through that.
I'll stop. I'll
scream stop. And slap you. wait, can I mute you from here? I probably could if I wanted to.
Really?
Yeah, because I think I'm the maintainer of the Google chat. What was I going to say? Oh, it's involving the original cast and Eduardo Sanchez.
Oh, okay. Is it, huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to do a continuance, then that is the way to do it. All the original people.
Well, not only the fact that it involves them, you know, so good on that, but from what I remember, there was a lot of bad blood because they kind of got screwed over. Like, they agreed, the original cast agreed to have, let their real names and likenesses be used in perpetuity related to this movie, but because they had no idea how huge it was going to be, they really didn't get any money for it, and right. had basically been continually getting screwed over since the release of the first movie.
Did they offer a single payout and not continual payments?
It wasn't even that. It was... I don't know exactly what the deal was, but based on the fact that, you know, they had made those deals before the first movie released, it was not a very good deal in their favor. But apparently they're now back on board with what's going on now, and so you would hope that whatever deal they got... if not makes up for the past, then at least will give them some compensation for the current project that would be on par with what they should be getting. You know, that...
I got an idea. We should get Eduardo on the live stream on Sunday and ask him.
I don't know whether or not I've reached out to him. I may have.
I imagine he's busy, especially if they are doing this project, but I mean, it couldn't hurt.
Probably. What I've been doing is I've been reaching out to our guests like one season at a time, and I think I'm up to the fourth season by now, which I think we interviewed Eduardo either in the third or fourth season. So I probably have reached out to him, and I don't think I've heard back. If I have not reached out to him, if he was in the fifth season, maybe I'm just forgetting, then I will at some point reach out to him. As a matter of fact, this might be a good time to talk about who we recently, or in the past when we've done these live chats and it's just you and I, we've enjoyed going back and seeing whose interview we released this week in previous seasons. And let's see.
This week throughout the history in Horror Makes Us Happy.
Right. Not exactly this date, because the dates don't always line up, but Zubaran, who was author of A Throne for Crows, Court for Crows, and I can't remember what the third one was, and Song of the Venturing Owl. Chris Polidoro, who is a special effects artist who's worked on a bunch of things that I can't remember. Steve Barton, who I think was founder of what was it, Dread Central? And
Lisa,
and also helped significantly with Terrifier 2, I think. I know we've talked about having him on here. I can't remember whether or not we've scheduled a date yet or not. I'll have to follow up with him on that. Pollyanna McIntosh, AC Wise, Vincent Ward, Vincent M. Ward.
Pollyanna McIntosh was our first video call.
Yes and no. We didn't record the video, but we did turn on our cameras because she said that she wanted to be able to see us, and we were able to comply with that.
We wanted to make sure we were real people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, funny enough, you know, sometimes I record from my desktop, and I don't have a webcam connected to my desktop. And it just so happened that weekend I was recording from my laptop and was able to have a camera.
What if you hadn't, though? You'd have been like, turn on your camera. I want to make sure you're not a robot.
Well,
how many fire trucks are in the picture?
So now that I'm looking at this document, it looks like Eduardo Sanchez was in our fourth season.
Okay.
And so I sent out emails to that batch maybe within the last week or two. So maybe he just hasn't gotten to the email yet. I don't know. Could always follow up later.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Yes. So it'll be good to see him and the original cast involved in the new
production. I wonder how they're going to do that, because two of them dead? No, shit. All three of them are supposedly dead near the end, I think. Because, yeah.
I thought you meant in real life.
Yeah.
No.
Right? What are they going to do? Are they going to dig up their corpses and like, Weekend at Burning Season or something? Well, I mean, what? Bored.
The brief synopsis, I have not seen a trailer or anything like that, but I believe the synopsis I read was that the movie is going to be about a family that goes camping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe they end up running into the other campers lost out in the woods?
Ooh, yeah. They're like possessed or ghosts or something. Yeah, dig it. Okay.
Or maybe they just bump into them in town on the way out to the trip. I don't know.
Maybe. Could be, yeah, like a shared universe thing, like a story in the same universe, yeah, but different characters. All right.
TBD.
You know, it's funny, somebody mentioned something about, I think I did hear something about this, and my initial reaction was, didn't they already do a new Blair Witch? Because they did, which I think was originally marketed as just being called The Woods. And then they revealed it was Blair Witch Reboot. I don't remember anything about that movie. I remember there were like tunnels underground in roots that may or may not have come alive, Evil Dead style, and started attacking them.
Not ringing any bells. The only thing I remember about the original film is that when we interviewed Jeff Burke, he was living in Pennsylvania, right along the border where the movie was filmed.
Yeah.
And he shared that he'd gone to see the movie and then had to drive home through those woods after having seen the movie.
And this is when he saw it in theaters.
Yes.
When the movie was fresh, because, yes, you know, it's like, yeah, like Faces of Death. It's lost its edge over time, shall we say. But when it was fresh, I mean, there was, right, still, yes, viral marketing, right, that, you know, the actors and the cast were missing, so it was still like a very viable argument of, is this real or not?
Right.
Yeah. And he had to drive through those woods. That's fun.
Yes,
that sounds fun. I would have had the floodlights on. Fucking ooh!
I don't remember whether or not we asked whether or not he went to see the movie by himself or if he went with friends. That would be even better, yeah, driving home alone through those woods.
Hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
No me gusta.
Yeah. Anything else you're looking forward to?
I'm checking. What was it? Anything? Anything? Where did it go? Where did my thing go? Oh. Yeah. The next episode of Devil in Silver? Yeah, no, I haven't really been watching a lot of movies or going to theaters. I think I should go see Obsession and theaters, because it looks really good. And I've heard good things.
I just realized there are probably some Calvin Klein ad jokes that could be made here.
Nah. Yeah.
It'll look like the old Calvin Klein ads, but they'll be, you know, bloody characters.
Hmm. What's that thing you could do? Only a thing you could do.
I'm sure somebody's already on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the internet. Yeah. They're going to come out with shit.
Rule 34.
God. I forgot Rule 34 existed. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay. There should be, yeah, a rule that was like 344 or something like that. That if it exists, there's a horror version of it. You're like thinking.
No, I'm Googling right now. Was it Bee's rules of the internet?
I think so, yeah. I highly doubt that there is a rule that says that there's a horror version of something, but I'm just throwing that out there that that can be added.
This is just going to say, did you mean if it exists, there is porn of it?
That'd be 44, or 34.
That'd be 35. I searched for Beast Rule to the internet. If it exists, is there horror of it? Rule 85? If it exists, there is pony of it. Like, how did I get that when searching for horror?
Well, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to require a deep dive layer that I don't feel like getting into now.
Sully your internet search history further.
Yeah, let's not. I mean, I don't think you can make a pile of dirt any dirtier, but just right. Saying.
Yeah.
You look up a lot of weird shit when writing horror, you know? It's like, you gotta look up, like, how long does the human head stay alive after severed and things like that? 34 seconds.
Really? I would suppose that it would have more to do with how much oxygen is in the blood.
Blood flow. I don't actually know. 34 is, I was just saying a random number. But, yes. I want to say I've heard that's like a myth or an urban legend, but it is actually, then I've heard it is actually true. I imagine the head stays alive for a little bit, but yeah, there's no oxygen, so
yeah. There was, I think it's an urban legend about some scientist who was potentially beheaded in the French Revolution, and the story goes that he had told one of his scientist compatriots that, you know, he would try to like continue to blink his eyes, you know, for as long as he could. But if you go and research it, apparently it's an urban legend that was published
after death. See, because I would actually believe that, because there's other stories about, like, you know, people that were, like, still talking or screaming.
Let me qualify my phrase. Published well after his death, because obviously it couldn't have been published before his death. But anyway.
Well, you know. Time machines, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as far as news goes, we've already talked in the past about going to StokerCon. That is now, I think, 2 weeks away. I just got the stickers that I'm going to put in the grab bags. I'm sitting on my porch, actually. I'm not going out yet to go get the boxes off the front porch.
We should make kazoos. Put them in the grab bags. No. People love kazoos. People love kazoos. People love loud noises first thing in the morning.
What was the Zuzu Velas?
Something like that. Yeah, the soccer game horn. Yes. Sorry, football.
Yeah.
horror makes us happy. Bubazelas.
Bubazelas. Trying to make some enemies in the industry.
Hey, man. No press is bad press.
Ah, bullshit.
Yeah, no.
That's crossing a line.
Is Vuvuzela with V's. Vuvuzela.
Whatever. Close enough. Yeah. You knew what I meant.
No, yeah, yeah. Anyway, grab bags, stickers, StokerCon. Thank you for the link to that, by the way, about the... So there was going to be a cannibalism panel, and then maybe they may have it streaming virtually?
Potentially. I don't know, because I didn't look into the virtual stuff. I think I just sent you the link and told you to look into it.
Okay. I did not do that.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean... Well, I suppose we could invite people to come to our Discord server. We get about an hour, and you'll be doing your live stream of drawing your horror-themed webcomic pieces. As well as our other weekly activities.
Yes. We got the Friday night Discord watch parties. We got... I don't think anyone's done it in a bit, but we decided to change the Saturday night movie nights to Saturday night open mic night, where anyone is from the server is allowed to host a movie.
That is true. Somebody did take us up on that actually a couple of weeks ago. I saw that they had jumped in the channel and were streaming themselves playing some horror video game, but I can't remember which one off the top of my head. But I was in the middle of something and I couldn't join.
Yeah, same.
So, props to them on that.
Anyway, we get that. And my drawing thing on Sundays. Yeah. Yes.
So, if you're looking for something to do, come hang out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, unless there's something else you want to chat about, I think we're good for this week.
What are your thoughts on insider trading with fertilizer stocks?
Not relevant to this podcast.
Nope.
Nice try. Next.
Stonks. No, I got nothing.
Stonks.
I did say stonks. Remember that? Remember stonks? Remember GameStop? Ah, simpler times.
Yes.
I got nothing else.
All right. Well, let's end this and say hello to those in chat. Tell people like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Support us on Patreon. Buy us coffee. Buy merch. Do all the things.
Do them things.
Do them things. All right. Signing off. See you later.
Deuces.